The next coach in the teleconference is Minnesota's Marlene Stallings. The Golden Gophers enter this year's Big Ten tournament as the number 4 seed, and after a double bye, they will play their first game in the quarterfinal round on Friday at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with an opening statement, then we'll open the call for questions from the media.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you. And thanks to all the media have been covering this morning. I would say our opening statement, this has been a very thrilling, I think, Big Ten season for everybody, especially the fans. This is the most parity I've seen in only my fourth year here in the conference. But what an exciting conference it's been so far. I'm really proud of our team and how we're playing of late. We've won 5 of our last 6. 2 of those were over top 25 teams, with our only loss coming recently against Indiana when one of our starters was out with an illness. So I really like the momentum and energy that we're playing with right now heading into the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That's star then the number 1. Our first question comes from the line of Charles Hallman with the Minnesota Spokesman.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Charles. Great. How are you?
Doing fine. Before the season started, Destiny Pitts had a real – she was very confident about this team's progress this year and looked like her confidence spread to the rest of the team. Would you agree with that and just talk about just how she played and how throughout the season and how that has contributed to this team's success?
Well, that's well said. She came in not acting like a freshman, and I don't think she's really been like a freshman most of the year. In fact, some of our upperclassmen look up to her in terms of how she leads, and we definitely would consider her one of our leaders, even though it's her first go-around with everything that she's doing. Every time we get on a plane, every time we go play in a new arena, you know, it's a first for her, but you wouldn't know it if you didn't know it. And I think just her level of maturity and how she's handled herself, she's an extremely humbled kid, and she's as happy for her teammates as anyone when they do well. But I think she's definitely been a huge part of our success throughout this entire season.
And a follow-up just in terms of Tanisha's play this season. Yeah, she seems to be maybe kicking into a new second gear now as we're getting close, as we go into March. What would you say about her play at this point?
Well, with Kenesha, what I really like is how she's matured throughout the season. Last year being her first year playing at this level, you know, there were some bumps in the road with her different times in the season and just how she handled things. And I think, you know, in the off season, she really committed and dedicated herself. First and foremost, in the weight room, she put on about 10 pounds of muscle weight. And I think that gave her confidence in every other aspect of the game. And she's just been tremendous for us throughout the season. I mean, she leads us at the point guard position. She gets us to play at the pace that we want to go. And she's our best defender. She's leading the Big Ten in steals. And, you know, she's just her speed. You know, I learned when my days in the SEC that speed kills. And that's one of the things that we're seeing with Kenesha is just her ability defensively and offensively to bring athleticism at a level that is superior against some of our opponents because she is so quick.
Thanks so much, Marlene. Good luck.
Thanks, Charles.
Our next question is from Sam McEwen with the Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach. I'm doing a story on NCAA tournament stuff, and, you know, there's about 5 of you guys all kind of all hovering on the bubble. And I'm sure that as a Big Ten member, you'd love to see all of them get in. But let's say they all don't get in. What do you think should be the determining factor when you've got a bunch of teams clustered together and they all have similar resumes? What do you think should be the determining factor in which teams would get in the NCAA tournament and which teams shouldn't, just generally speaking?
Well, that's a loaded question by all means, but I'll answer it as simply as possible, and I think winning this time of year. I think when you summarize all of it, there's so many factors that go into that, and we could talk for the next hour about it. But I think to just simplify it at this moment in your question is just this time of year, winning is important. It has been to this point. We're all in that group for a reason, and you got to be playing your best basketball at the right time. So I think that winning takes care of a lot of things.
Do you look at the last 10 games then of how a team is doing? Is that something you think is important?
Well, I think it's imperative, yes. I think that, you know, the month of February alone is crucial. You know, it's one thing I like about our team, and five of our last six wins, two of those were against the top 25. And those two wins against the top 25 happened in a five-day span. So, you know, momentum and things of that nature, I obviously matter as well.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star then the number one. Our next question is from Christy Winter Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Marlene.
Hi, Christy.
With the way that your team shoots the three, what kind of green light philosophy do you have in terms of what shot's a great shot and what shot is a good shot and some that are forced? But, I mean, you made 14 threes in the Maryland game, and like you just said, you beat two top 25 teams within a span of 5 days because of the way you can spread the floor.
Well, we have four players that can shoot it at a really high percentage, and I have all the confidence that they can hit those shots. I mean, they could go 0 for 4, 0 for 5, and I'm in the huddle telling them to shoot the next one. And I think that comes from just being a former player and being a shooter when I played. I don't want to be the person that puts extra pressure on them, that the next shot has to go in or they have to stop shooting, because I think that complicates the situation. So I like to take all of that pressure off of them and give them the freedom and flexibility to go ahead and shoot it. And we spend a lot of our time focusing on positioning for rebounds, positioning early for rebounds, because we know we're going to take those shots and we're not going to hesitate.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Christy.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
All right. Thank you.